Now, it's time for the Cromwell Radio Football Fridays pregame show.
Good Friday evening, everyone, as we get ready for week 5 of the high school football season. Got lots of great games on tap tonight. Eric Fry joined by Lane Blickham and Todd Stapleton here on the Cromwell Radio pregame show. We'll be sure to take you through some of the great action going on tonight, and we'll start with Todd Stapleton.
Thanks, Eric. Taking a look at Week 5 games in the South Central Conference for tonight. The Vandals making the long trip over to Piesaw Southwestern tonight. The Vandals come into tonight's game at 3-1 on the season. Southwestern is 2-2. They started the year off 2-0, now 2-2 on the season. Vandals coach Jason Clay says they've been looking at themselves and what they did last week against Litchfield throughout this week.
Sunday night we met, we kind of talked about, you know, ourselves a little bit, what we saw about ourselves, and we found a few things offensively as far as blocking assignments where, maybe Litchfield wasn't necessarily making the tackles, but we weren't blocking things correctly either. So we kind of looked at that and honed in on that and tried to work on some of that this week and offensive individual time. And then defensively, we tried to look at some things as far as our pass defense that we could do a little bit better, shore up a little bit. So we've done a lot of pass shell this week. We expect them to put the ball in the air quite a bit. So we've got to be able to contain the quarterback in the pocket. He does a good job of scrambling around and extending the play, and then our guys are having to cover longer and longer, and that's hard to do. So we've got to keep him hemmed in, not let him scramble around, extend the play.
It'll be the Vandals and Southwestern tonight. Game time about 7 p.m. We'll have the game for you on WKRV, available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app. Other games in the South Central Conference for tonight. Gillespie 1-3 on the season. They will be at 2-2 Hillsboro for tonight. Greenville, they're 3-1. They'll be at 0-4 Litchfield for tonight's matchup. Pena coming off their loss to Carlinville last week. The Panthers are 3-1 on the season. They will be at 2-2 Staunton tonight. And Carlinville, the last remaining undefeated team in the South Central Conference, they are at home tonight. They will take on the 0-4 Roxana Shells. That's a look at the South Central Conference for Week 5. I'm Todd Stapleton.
Thanks, Todd. Now let's look at two streaking teams. First, with Effingham, they're on a 3-game winning streak, and they host Macomb this week. Effingham won big last week. Terrence Hill broke the career Effingham rushing record last week, and he is not done yet. So Effingham with a lot of momentum as they move forward, again, taking on Macomb, who is 1-3 thus far this year. That game takes place on 105.5, 100.5 Jack FM, starting at 7 o'clock. The game itself takes place at Effingham. In other action, Cumberland, they finally get a home game after 4 straight on the road, come in 3-1, including their last 3 games, are on a 3-game winning streak as well. They have outscored their opponents 135-17. So Cumberland really getting the job done on both sides of the ball. They'll be hosting Palestine, who is 0-4 on the season. So Cumberland looking to make more damage, do more damage in the conference matchup against Palestine Hudsonville. That game can be heard on WCRA 96.3, 99.5 FM starting at 7 o'clock. That's a look at the games going around here in the Effingham area. For a look at what's going on a little north of us, we'll go to Lane Blickham.
Eric, thank you very much. It has certainly been a week that we will never forget in the Mattoon area. The school shooting that took place at Mattoon High School on Wednesday put things in a much different and somber perspective as we head into the middle portion of this high school football season. In fact, we weren't even sure there would be any sporting events played for the remainder of this week. But the games will go on. The Green Wave will travel to Muhammad Seymour tonight in what is a key matchup. Mattoon has won its first two Apollo Conference games after starting 0-2 overall this year. Muhammad Seymour is also 2-2 on the season. Head coach for the Green Wave is Troy Johnson. He's looking for improvement game to game.
Well, it's like every other week. You know, we just got to continue to get better and focus on those things that we did wrong. You know, we'll look at the good things. I mean, last week I showed them a highlight film of good plays. I didn't show them the bad stuff, but that's the first thing we show them because they needed some positive stuff. You know, there's good plays out there, and that's what drives a coach nuts is you'll see that one good play, and then we'll break down for two or three in a row and just trying to get all of it together on a consistent basis and hopefully just continue to move forward.
It will be very interesting to see how Mattoon comes out tonight after the events of earlier this week. Matt Toon, 2-2, at Muhammad Seymour, 2-2. You can hear that game on 101.3 WMCI and MyRadioLink.com. The Charleston Trojans are looking for their first win of the season. Charleston is 0-4 for head coach Tyler Hanner, and they are on the road tonight in Mount Zion, where the Braves bring a record of 3-1 into the action. Charleston's record can be a little bit deceiving. They've been competitive in three of the four games, a 26-13 loss at Canton, a 24-12 loss to Muhammad Seymour. The one game that got away from them was the Taylorville game, 55-20 in week three. They lost a neutral field game at EIU to Mattoon last week, 41-24. Charleston will face a Mount Zion team that is the stingiest to score upon of any team in the Apollo. The Braves have allowed just 50 total points, an average of 12 per outing. Charleston at Mount Zion. You can hear that game tonight on Victory 103.9 and online at MyRadioLink.com. The Tri-County Titans bring a record of 1-3 into this week's action. They'll travel to Oblong, where the Panthers await with a 2-2 record. Tri-County is coming off a 44-12 loss to Villa Grove Heritage, while Oblong has alternated losses and wins in their first 4 weeks of the season. Loss at Westville, win over Sangamon Valley, loss at Arthur Lovington Atwood Hammond, and a win over Palestine Hudsonville last week, 15-6. You can hear Tri-County at Oblong on Classic Rock 92.1 The Axe and online at MyRadioLink.com. On the other side of the Little Okaw Valley Conference in the Northwest Division, 2-2 Arcola will host 2-2 Cerro Gordo Bement. Argenta Orienta carries a 3-1 record into Arthur tonight to take on ALAH. The Knights are 2-2. And unbeaten Decatur Lutheran, 4-0, will travel to Niantic to take on Sangamon Valley, a record of 1-3 for the Storm. That's a look at games up this way. I'm Lane Blickham on the Cromwell Sports Network.
Thanks, Lane. Now let's take a look at some other action going on. In the Apollo Conference, 1-3 Lincoln travels to 3-1 Taylorville. In the Central Illinois Conference, Clinton takes on 4-0 Decatur St. Teresa. 0-4 Macon Meridian travels to Sullivan Okaw Valley. Mawikra Central A&M, they have a tough task as they head to Tuscola, who's 4-0 on the season. Both teams 4-0 on the season. Warrensburg Latham, 3-1 on the season. They will head to 3-1 Shelbyville. In the Little Illini Conference, Farmer City Blue Ridge, 1-3. They travel to 4-0 Red Hill. Red Hill got the big win last week against Newton. Casey, they travel to 0-4 Lawrenceville. 3-1 Flora hosts 1-3 Olney. It's 3-1 Parrish hosting 3-1 Marshall. And 1-3 Robinson heads to 3-1 Newton. Well, that'll do it for the pregame show. For myself, Todd Stapleton, and Lane Blickham, I want to say enjoy all the great high school action here tonight.